Well, if you've got a child and you're concerned about all of the controversy involving vaccines and autism, you need to stay tuned. Yeah, and stick around for this segment. Sarah Bridges is a PhD. She's a doctor, and she has a son that is diagnosed with autism. But it wasn't by birth. This was caused by vaccines, and the government admitted it, although they don't like to talk about it. They always tell us vaccines are safe. So she's written a book called A Bad Reaction, and it chronicles her trials and the trials of her family as they deal with this ongoing situation. Welcome to WINT, Dr. Bridges.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Well, take us right from the beginning. What happened, and where did this trail begin?
Yeah, so first of all, it's really nice to meet you both and all your listeners. Porter, who is my second child, was born totally healthy and ahead of his milestones, and we were going along as a family. And when he was 4 months old, he went in for the typical well baby checkup. He had 8 vaccines administered. Everything seemed fine until that night when he awoke us with a scream that I will never forget, just a horrible shriek. And I ran down to his nursery, and he was unconscious, very sweaty, turned out to have an extremely high fever. And we got him into the hospital, and he went into a 2-hour grand mal seizure that they could not stop. We had every doctor in the hospital. They were calling in doctors. And finally, the ER doctor came out when they did stop the seizure, and he said he's had an extreme reaction to his pertussis vaccine. I'm going to report it to the CDC, and you need to know about the vaccine injury program. Your son has had a really bad event.
Now wait a second. What is this vaccine injury program? People don't know about this.
I know. It's really odd that we don't. Even clinicians often don't know about it. I can back up quickly. The way it started was about 25 years ago when we started seeing a lot of reactions to vaccines, particularly the pertussis shot that my son had the reaction to. People started suing drug companies and winning big settlements, and the pharmaceuticals said, we're not going to produce vaccines if this keeps going on. And so the compromise was, and this is all public data and not controversial, this is just facts that are out there, that they set up the National Vaccine Injury Program so that every time your child has a vaccine, there's a little tax or a little charge put on the vaccine. That money goes into a fund, and there's a brick-and-mortar court system in Washington, D.C., and if you have a vaccine injury or death, God forbid, you file a claim in the vaccine court. This is all, you can find all this information today under the CDC's website. And it's supposed to be swift justice for the children that are damaged by mandated vaccines of 6 months. In the end, it took almost 8 years to get through it.
But doesn't the CDC insist constantly that vaccines are absolutely safe?
They do, and that is, it's really funny because as someone who studied science, I am pro-vaccine in the same way I'm pro-airbags, even though we've had problems with those, and every, you know, medication we have has a small percentage of problems. The CDC does say they're absolutely safe. At the same time, they have been operating this court and paying out millions of dollars to children like my son, who they have agreed to pay for all of his medical and living costs for the rest of his life. There's 5,000 other children and adults that have received this payment. And when researchers went back a few years ago and studied a cross-section of these kids, a good portion of them have autism.
So that is, you know, is this a difficult, almost like battle between trying to determine what causes autism?
Is this a difficult battle in what sense?
Well, you know, autism, everybody is, I don't know that they know specifically how it comes about.
Right.
Everybody's looking for a scapegoat to
right.
blame as to why their child has been diagnosed with it. Is this a is this just a tie that people are, a connection they're trying to make, or do you think there is some validity to it?
I think there's absolutely some validity to it. I mean, certainly it was validated even by the government judges saying that my son was rendered brain damaged and then has autism and seizures from his vaccine. My personal opinion, I'm not a medical doctor, I'm a neuropsychologist by training, looking at the science is that autism is, you know, it's not a disease, it's a description of behavior, social and other ones. And I think it's caused by a number of environmental factors. I think vaccines are one factor for some children with particular genetic vulnerabilities to the vaccines or things in them. I think there's other things that are likely contributing also in terms of chemicals and pesticides. The EPA just released a report right before July 4th, people can find online, where they talked about the rise in autism is due to environmental factors. And one of those is mercury, which is one of the ingredients in vaccines. But my personal belief is it's a number of things. There's, you know, biochemical diversity that we all have, and I think some children have a vulnerability to the vaccines, and my son is one of them.
Sure. Now, is this a result of changes in vaccines? Because maybe we did not have the diagnostic tools or the widespread pervasive media attention to this, but in the 50s and 60s, kids were still getting vaccines. But we didn't seem to see, you know, as much autism.
Well, were they manufactured with different ingredients?
Yeah, no, you're asking all the right questions. There's two things that have changed, and this is, again, I'm going to really try to stick to just something anyone could look up online, and it's not controversial. These are just the facts. How we interpret them can be different for different people. 25, 30 years ago, people received far fewer, there were fewer vaccines you got and fewer doses of them that you got. So I received about 8 vaccines. I'm a 50-year-old woman. Today, when children are born, they will receive about 50 doses of 14 vaccines by the time they're 6. So it's gone up exponentially, the number of vaccines we're getting. And one of the things we know is that it's not just the vaccines, it's the additives in the vaccines. We've heard about something called thimerosal, which is a mercury-based additive that they put into vaccines because it stabilizes the compounds, and it also is a way of creating them without needing to have a clean lab. It sterilizes.
Dr. Bridges, I'm sorry I'm going to have to end it here because we're
sure.
up to a hard break, but this is a fascinating story, and it comes on the heels, of course, of the controversial movie that Robert De Niro was supporting and was supposed to screen at his Tribeca Film Festival.
Yes. Called
Back. Have you seen that? Do you recommend people to see that movie and read your book in combination?
I do. I think just to get informed on another point of view, that would be an interesting thing to do.
And where can people get your book about your story, about your personal experiences with vaccine, your son, and the resultant autism?
Sure. www.abadreaction.com or at Amazon.
Abadreaction.com. Dr. Sarah
yes.
is telling her personal story about raising a child with autism and her experience with a little-known National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. That is an actual court set up by the CDC to hear cases where people claim that vaccines have caused autism in their kids. Fascinating story. This is just the beginning of this, I'm sure. Thanks so much for sharing and for writing the book, Dr. Bridges.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll have you back. We'll follow this definitely into the future. It is
Thank
coming
you.
Up on 8 o'clock. David Glazier is in the house. We have air show tickets to give away.